I mentioned that the Yontif of Sukkos, Bechlal, generally speaking, is a celebration of what we bring to the table. It's a celebration of the Jewish people. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur was a celebration of God, HaMelech, and Sukkos is a celebration of us. So what's the difference between the first days and the second days? So the first days of Sukkos, as I mentioned, is a celebration, is a recognition of our place in the relationship in terms of what we do, or what we can offer the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can make this world better for Him. We could make this place more hospitable to Him. That's something that we offer, and that's a great gift that we have, and that's something to celebrate. That's the first days. But the second days of Sukkos is even deeper. The second days of Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, you know, what's interesting about Shmini Atzeres is that it doesn't have any mitzvah. There's no Lulav and Esrog anymore. There's no Sukkah anymore. It's just the Yontif. Like, so what is it? There's no paraphernalia. Like, what are we doing exactly? The second days of Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, is a celebration of the Jewish people as they just are themselves. See, Sukkah is the Ribbono Shel Olam shows how much He loves us because of what we offer Him. That's the first days of Sukkah. And what we offer Him is phenomenal. We offer Him the ability of building a Malchus for Him. That's phenomenal. But the second days of Sukkah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam shows how much He loves us just simply because of who we are. We don't need any of the materials and the paraphernalia and the mice and mitzvahs and the actions. All that stuff is unnecessary on the second days of Sukkos. Because what Shmini Atzeres, what the second days of Sukkos reveal, is that ultimately the Jewish soul in and of itself has all the potential of godliness that it'll ever need. The function of Torah Mitzvah is the function of Yiddishkeit. From the perspective of the second days of Sukkos, is just simply to give expression to the holiness that we already have. The potential, the infinite potential that the Jewish soul already contains within itself, Torah Mitzvah is there to guide it, to give it expression, to give it some nuance. But never at all should a person think that the purpose of Yiddishkeit is to give a Jew holiness. A Jew already is holy. Everything else is just icing on the cake. And that's exactly what we're celebrating on Shmini Atzeres. It's a Yontif that's simply celebrating the Jew. And that's why in Simchas Torah everyone gets an aliyah, whether they know what's going on, they don't know what's going on. Everyone gets an aliyah because every Jew is instinctually holy, naturally holy. And the point of Yiddishkeit is just to, again, give expression to that natural and instinctual holiness that we already contain. So Hashem should help that we should enter into these second days with an unbelievable simcha that comes with knowing that who we are is all that we need. So Hashem shall we should be zeichet to experience that in the deepest of levels. And all of us together should be able to experience that deepest of simchas when the Ribbono Shel Olam will be able to finally show the whole world, including ourselves, who we are. B'bi'as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen.
Thank you, Hashem.